I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, come with me to Russia to hear what's putting kids at risk and how you can help. And then later, everyone is suffering under COVID-19 restrictions in one way or another. We'll take a look at how it's affecting ministries around the world. Yesterday, we told you about domestic violence in marriages increasing due to COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. But children suffer in these situations just as much. In rural Russia, Eric Mako, Slavic Gospel Association, tells us
they're living in destructive homes that endure the violence in the home that often follows the poverty and the drug abuse and the alcoholism that is there. In fact, I've been told once the kids that are in the orphanage are the lucky kids.
Mock says many children have to hide from their parents or witness them being violent towards each other. Hopelessness dictates everything these families do.
When I was in Tajikistan, I actually met an unbelieving mother who sold one of her three daughters at age 11 to human traffickers to feed the other two children. But this mother, who was an orphan herself, almost looked at me with a surprise that if that's what she needed to do to care for her other two kids, that's what she would do.
With COVID-19 making inroads in Russia and other countries, this hopelessness is likely only to get worse. And Mock says governments aren't sending out stimulus checks or seeking to help their citizens. So it's everyone for themselves.
SGA soon is going to be putting out a 31 days of prayer. Christ over COVID, much prayer, much power. We want to set the focus on prayer.
Next, Not Forgotten is an outreach of Uncharted Ministries, building relationships with Muslim women and sharing the hope that they have in Christ. Uncharted's Joanne Doyle tells us a story of one time they went to visit a Muslim Bedouin tribe. She says the tribe welcomed the team with beautifully decorated tent, a feast, and music. But Doyle noticed that it was only men who greeted them. The Muslim women were hidden away in a black tent nearby. So she and a few other team members went to greet the women.
As we get close to this tent, my heart just shattered in 100 pieces. That black tent was surrounded by a chain link fence. They were locked behind a chain link fence. They could hear all the music and the celebration going on, but they were not even a part of that.
Doyle says they want to keep going back to spend time with these Muslim women and eventually tell them about Jesus.
I'm fortunate that I do have several Muslim friends that I've been reaching out to and contacting and asking, how can I pray for you? Because, you know, we're coming up on Ramadan. And remember, they're praying to a God that's not answering their prayers. So they are anxious. You know, when I ask them that question, they are quick to say, pray for this, pray for that.
What about you? Do you have any Muslim friends or acquaintances? Now is a great time to reach out to them.
We don't always have to go across the ocean because the Muslims are right here in our own backyard. And so our first response is, let's start reaching the Muslims right here. Let's start engaging them with the love of Jesus.
And as the world struggles on in the coronavirus pandemic, several groups are feeling the pressure of a collapsing economy. For example, small businesses and the unemployed. But another group is feeling the financial strain as well. Nonprofits and ministries. We caught up with Ed Weaver at Spoken Worldwide, a Christian ministry that shares the gospel with oral learners. He says,
we are completely dependent on the generosity of believers. And when they express fear in terms of their careers or their personal wealth, then it creates a downstream problem for us. As confident as we want to be in the Lord, how do we provide confidence to those who support us?
However, this is a good reminder that our confidence shouldn't rest on the money we have in our bank accounts.
We're all equally in a dependent position on God. And if we look back and we look at his word and we read what he says about his faithfulness to us, we typically interpret that as saying, well, then I'll never lose my job. Well, no, he means he'll never leave us or forsake us. That doesn't have anything to do with our income.
Pray for ministries like Spoken Worldwide and others to persevere in telling people about Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women and uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.